A new exhibition is opening today at the National Museum of Ireland at Collins Barracks in Dublin, the first at the museum this year. 22 artists have created new ceramic and jewellery works inspired by the museum's collection of objects and artefacts. The exhibition is part of a collaboration between the museum and the Design and Crafts Council of Ireland. Here's Lynn Scarfe, director of the National Museum of Ireland.
This exhibition has been sitting in the wings, effectively waiting to open for our visitors returning. So a very special exhibition from that perspective, and equally important because it's featuring the work of makers who have been working throughout this whole period on new work that's now featured in the museum.
And haven't, because of the lockdown, been able to show it to certainly a wider audience.
Absolutely. And I think the key thing really is that while we've had amazing engagement online with visitors during the lockdown period, that feeling, that full sensory experience of standing in a gallery and looking at an object just really can't be compensated with an online experience.
You've been open now for 2 weeks since the relaxation of some of the restrictions came into force. How's that gone? What sort of numbers and who's been coming back to visit the museums?
Well, it's been going really well. We've been fully booked in our Kildare Street Museum, which is our Museum of Archaeology. So that requires a ticket in advance. Our Museum here of Decorative Arts and History, which is based in Collins Barracks, is slightly different because of its larger capacity. So there we're just taking contact tracing when people arrive. And we've really just been at capacity with visitors coming back, which is wonderful, creating a very safe space in our cultural institutions due to their scale. But I think most importantly, I think what we're seeing is people rediscovering their cultural institutions and really interested in getting back in there and engaging with the work on display.
And are you expecting for the most part a summer in which there won't be anything like the numbers of foreign visitors, overseas tourists who'd normally come through your doors?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a normal summer, anywhere between 50 to 70% of our visitors, particularly in our Museum of Archaeology, would be international tourists. So what we're expecting is a much higher domestic tourist. And certainly we have our Museum of Country Life in Mayo, and that will see a lot of people from all over Ireland who are travelling to the West Coast. Equally in Dublin, we're expecting to see visitors who are really making a day of being in Dublin. And already I've met many people who have an itinerary of cultural institutions for a day visit in their city. And I think that's a wonderful thing to see and will really be kind of supporting visitors to take on that kind of trip around all of our museums and cultural sites and really enjoy what's on offer.
And aside from the exhibition opening today, any particular recommendations for people who might be visiting the sites?
Well, so in our Museum of Decorative Arts and History, we have Inform, which just launched. And also last year, we launched the Irish Wars exhibition on this site as well, which I know will be of interest to a number of people as part of the Decade of Centenaries, covering the War of Independence and the Civil War. So that's also on this site. So we always say that our Decorative Arts and History Museum has a little bit of something for everybody in terms of new exhibitions.